Te Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayet Nasta Preshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavat Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Welcome, Maharaj. Canto 10, Chapter 10, The Deliverance of the Jamala Arjun Trees, Text 34 and 35. Yasyavatara gyayante Sarireish vasarishanaha Sarireish vasarishanaha Taistar atu yartishayair Viryar Dehush Vasangatahai. The 35. Sabhavant Sarva Lokasya Bhavaya Vibhavaya Cha Avatir Nongsha Bhagena Sang Pratang Patir Ashisham. Asangatai. Which activities? Enacted in different incarnations are impossible to be performed. Sa, the same supreme. Bhavan, your lordship. Sarvalokasya, of everyone. Bhavaya, for the elevation. Vibhavaya, for the liberation. Cha, and Avatirana, have now appeared. Angsabhagena, in full potency, with different parts and parcels. Sampratam, at the present moment. Patiyashisham, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master of all auspiciousness. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace of Vyacharanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Appearing in bodies like those of an ordinary fish, tortoise, and hog, you exhibit activities impossible for such creatures to perform. Extraordinary, incomparable, transcendental activities of unlimited power and strength. These bodies of yours, therefore, are not made of material elements, but are incarnations of your Supreme Personality. You are the same Supreme Personality of Godhead who have now appeared with full potency for the benefit of all living entities within this material world. Responsively, appearing in bodies like those of an extraordinary fish, tortoise and hog. You exhibit activities impossible for such creatures to perform. Extraordinary, incomparable, transcendental activities of unlimited power and strength. These bodies of yours, therefore, are not made of material elements, but are incarnations of your Supreme Personality. You are the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. You have now appeared with full potency for the benefit of all living entities within this material world. Srila Prabhupada's purport, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 4:7-8, Yada yada he dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata adyutanang dharmasya tadatmanang srajamyaham paritranaya sadhunang vinashaya cha dushkritang dharma sangstarpanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Krishna appears as an incarnation when real spiritual life declines and when rogues and thieves increase to disturb the situation of the world. Unfortunate, less intelligent persons, bereft of devotional service, cannot understand the Lord's activities, and therefore such persons describe these activities as kalpana, mythology, or imagination, because they are rascals and the lowest of men. Namang duskritino mudha prapadyante naradama. Such men cannot understand that the events described by Vyasadeva in the Puranas and other Shastras are not fictitious or imaginary, but factual. Krishna, in his full, unlimited potency, here shows that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for although the two trees were so large and sturdy that even many elephants could not move them, Krishna, as a child, exhibited such extraordinary strength that they fell down with a great sound. From the very beginning, by killing Putana, Shakatasura, Trinavartasura, by causing the trees to fall, by showing the entire universe within his mouth, Krishna proved that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The lowest of men, mudhas, because of sinful activities, cannot understand this. But devotees can accept it without a doubt. Thus, the position of a devotee is different from that of a non-devotee. Om Jnanatimarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jaina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarane. So we'll read the translation once again. Appearing the bodies like those of ordinary fish, tortoise, and hog, you exhibit activities impossible for such creatures to perform. Extraordinary, incomparable, transcendental activities of unlimited power and strength. These bodies of yours, therefore, are not made of material elements, but are incarnations of your Supreme Personality. You are the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, who have now appeared with full potency for the benefit of all living entities within this material world. So, difficult to glorify the Supreme Lord totally, because Krishna, He is the complete whole, and we're atomic little particles, just little atmas, jivatmas. And although we're protected by Krishna in His effulgence, in His rays, in His, He's maintaining us, sometimes we fall away from the spiritual kingdom and end up in this material existence. So we're seeing how Nala Kuvera and Manigriva are enlightened just by Krishna's presence. Throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are beautiful prayers by great saintly persons, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Swayambhuva Manu, the Prachetas, here Nala Kuvera, Manigriva, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. And these are not just artificial glorifications of the Supreme Lord. For those who are fortunate, we accept authority. Very difficult in this material world because people think that my teachers, the history books, the scientists, great philosophers, you know, many philosophical books are there, so many universities, and people are studying, trying to find out a little bit more about what is the purpose and goal of life. But unfortunately, unless they're getting direction or guidance, you cannot make religion. There cannot be a new religious process or some new philosophical doctrine, because this is already made, not made, but presented by Krishna. He's very kind, seeing Kali Yuga progressing. He gave us this Vedic literature for our enlightenment. Whereas previously, the great sages and saintly persons, they would give these classes or this understanding of God's supreme creative power to their disciples, and the disciples would understand it simply by memory, because they actually had this potency, the power of mind. Their spiritual understanding was much deeper, whereas in Kali Yuga, this age in particular, we're very, very fallen, and people are very much misguided, the blind leading the blind. In the very beginning of the first canto, second canto, the various incarnations of the Lord, there's summaries throughout the Bhagavatam, then it goes more into detail as to how the Lord appears for the protection of His devotees and the annihilation of non-devotees. When real religious principles become minimized, and the Rajarshis, the kings, those who are representing God, or the gurus, if they are not dedicated to serving God and presenting the philosophy of the absolute truth to their dependents, then Krishna has to reappear. Not that He has to, but out of love, He wants to come to save His devotees, to protect the devotees, to guide us. It's said that everything is produced by sound vibration in this world. The sound vibrations, they're traveling around the planet. We have so many broadcasts and so much music and sound and talk and gramya katha. So the sound vibration, the transcendental holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That vibration will cleanse the heart and will cleanse the mind to the point where we'll be able to actually perceive or understand what is Krishna to some extent. Because the Lord, He's providing everything for everyone. Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam ekobahunang yovididati kaman. That He's supplying all the ingredients. We need water, so there's oceans of water. He makes it salty to preserve it. He evaporates that water high in the sky, and then disperses this distilled pure water for humanity to survive. The sunlight is a reflection of Krishna's Brahmajyoti. It's a reflection of Krishna. The moonlight is there. And the sun is source of power and energy throughout the whole universe. How are these huge luminaries and planets floating in outer space, spinning all by the power of the sunshine? And just a spark of Krishna's glitter. So philosophers think that, well, all human beings we see are limited and temporary. Although we have some understandings and we exist in this world, God must be impersonal, or just the big energy in the sky. So this is a philosophical discussion going on throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, how those who are speculating, first of all, human beings have four frailties. We make mistakes. Anybody doesn't make any mistakes? We have imperfect senses, we are illusioned, and we have a cheating propensity. So when we become conditioned in this material modes of nature, we're driven by ignorance. And there are descriptions in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. What are the symptoms of ignorance? Sleep and laziness and foolish behavior. Passion. One wants to conquer a kingdom, make a great empire, big establishment, and create a dynasty. These things are, you know, by the mode of passion, you're driven. You have great determination to achieve your goal. Even we saw Dhruva Maharaj was driven to have a kingdom better than his father's, better than his grandfather. But that drove him, by the direction of his mother, to worship the Lord very sincerely and perform bhakti yoga. And not only did he perform great austerity in bhakti yoga, but his love matured to the point where Krishna appeared before him. And touching the head of Dhruva Maharaj, he can give such beautiful prayers glorifying the Lord. So when the Lord appears as the fish incarnation, transcendental fish, because it all begins with the inundation, the worlds are flooded from the higher planets down to the lower planets, everything is inundated in water, then the aquatics, then the vegetative growth, the mammals, human beings, all the different planetary systems, the demigods. Just think of the Garbha incarnation of the Lord lying in the Garbha ocean, sprouting a lotus flower. And the first created being, Lord Brahma, is created by the Lord's power. I mean, who has this philosophy? Who has this knowledge? 5,000 years ago, who could possibly make up these kind of mythology or stories? And throughout that stem of the lotus flower, the whole 14 planetary systems are there. And how Lord Brahma created Lord Shiva, Narada Muni, Marichi, Vashishta, so many great sages, so many progenitors, even to populate the world, King Priyavrata, the Prachetas. They perform great austerity, meditating on the Supreme Lord. King Prachina Barishat, I happen to be reading in that section, great emperor. So this is on a very high level. It's Lord Brahma, the creator, then Swayambhuva Manu, his son, then King Prachinabari is the son of Swayambhuva Manu. And they're controlling the whole universe. We can hardly control one city or one town or one temple, let alone the whole universe. So Swayambhuva Manu, he wanted that Priyavrata, that you should take up this responsibility of managing all the affairs of the universe. But somehow Narada Muni got to Priyavrata first and explained to him about the struggle of material existence. What is that struggle? Hard work. Everyone has to work very hard to maintain themselves, maintain their families, or achieve their desired goals. They say so much work that when you see the horses work, you see the white, the foam in their mouth, I think there's one famous song by a rock group, it's been a hard day's night working like a dog, isn't it? Everybody's working all day and night just to provide some food, shelter, and clothing, and try to gratify my senses and the senses of my family members and satisfy the community, the nation. So people are working hard, and then they're bewildered. They're in distress. Then they get fearful. Maybe it's not going to work out for me. Oh no, what if I lose my job? What if there's a pandemic? What if my business collapses? If the stock market goes under, then during the stock market crash in the early 20s, many affluent, powerful, previously rich people jumped off the building and killed themselves because they saw there was what's left. If there's no money and there's no opulence, then what's left? So struggle in this material world means hard work, bewilderment, fear, anxiety, and then what happens? Death. Everyone's forced to die. From the highest planet down to the lowest planet. Although we hear how Lord Brahma lives a fantastically long life in Satyaloka, sometimes called Brahmaloka, the inhabitants have full mystic powers. They can travel interplanetary system without machines, without airplanes. They have such mystic power. So we hear of these powers, and even previously on this earthly planet, there are yogis who could perform many great feats. But the Lord, because it's the nature of the cheating mentality of imperfect senses, of making mistakes to go wrong, do the wrong thing. So Krishna appeared as Kapila Dev to give instructions. He appeared as the fish incarnation to deliver the Vedas. Lord Boar appeared, Lord Varahadev, transcendental. But he took that form for a purpose, to lift the earth up from the regions when Hiranyaksha and the demonic personalities forced the earth down into the causal ocean. The Lord personally picked up the earth. We think these are all stories, mythology. It sounds too hard to believe. But we're all limited in our little well. We know the frog's well, 5-6 feet. And the other frog came and said, I just came back from the Atlantic Ocean. It's huge. How big? 2x the size? 5x the size of my well? Okay, 20x the size of my well? No conception that the Lord, He appears in every species. He can appear as Parasaram, a great warrior. Appeared as Ramachandra with Lakshman, Hanuman. The Ramayana is there. These are all histories with great detail of the Lord's appearance and transcendental activities, because this will attract us. Paritranaya sadhunang vinashaya cha dushkritam. That He comes for the protection of the devotees and the annihilation of demons. Now we're getting in the 10th canto, and we'll see how Krishna deals with the various demons. Putana, Shakatasura, Trinavarta, and then more and more and more. He's annihilating the demonic, atheistic views that people are totally misled by their teachers. Prabhupada was a little bit stern on those who claim to be teachers. If you don't know the absolute truth, what are you teaching? You're a cheater. Real teacher, real Brahman, is that Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha, Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prayam Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane, Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha, Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Maha. So Krishna, He's first concerned about Go Mata, because in the spiritual kingdom is unlimited Surabhi cows. They're the most wonderful animal, giving the most potent, nutritious foodstuff, milk, and very dear to Krishna. So Krishna wants to protect the cow. And modern civilization has made so many slaughterhouses to slaughter the cow. The cow's giving milk, is giving its, even its hooves and skin after it leaves. And go Brahmana. The Brahmanas are those who are dedicated and devoted to serving the Lord. So if we don't protect, have this Varnashram system, which was scientifically produced by Krishna, very difficult to get free from committing sinful activities, from understanding the purpose and goal of life. It's not that Krishna just appeared as a cowherd boy with Balaram and all the gopis and gopas just to make a theatrical show, but it's a replica of the spiritual world, Golokeya Premadan, Harinam Sankirtan, that this holy name is coming from the spiritual world. And Krishna, he sent Sri Vrindavan Dham here so that Srimati Radharani, Nanda Yashoda, all the gopis and gopas, and Krishna and his associates can come and exhibit their transcendental activities to attract all of us so we can actually get free from our fear, from our bewilderment of what should I do with my life, what is the purpose of my life. Because without having the proper guidance in life, people become totally mad. Everyone's just mad after sense gratification, which is very bewildering in this world. But it's just a reflection of our desires. Everything is produced. All the different material elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether. So from the earth we come out. You're put in the seed of the mother according to your desires, karmana daiva nitrena. According to your activities, we're creating good karma, bad karma, but all karma keeps us bound in this world. So if we're acting without surrender to the spiritual master is a representative of God, representative of Krishna. So Krishna is the original spiritual master. Lord Nityananda is the original spiritual master, Lord Balaram. Now Balaram Jayanti is coming. So they are the original spiritual master. Spiritual master means one who has realized Krishna. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Velochanena Santaksadaiva Hridayeshu Velokayanti. That with his eyes he can see the Supreme Lord. Atashi Krishna Namadi Nabaved Gram Indriyai Sevan Mukhe Hijivada Swayameva Spuratyada. With these blunt material senses, we cannot understand Krishna, Krishna's appearance and activities. The material senses are covered over by billions and trillions years of samsara, birth and death in this world, of so many identities. We get confused. Who am I? Am I a man, a beast, a male, female, demigod, insect, worm? We've had all these lives, but human life is very valuable. Because only in human life can one inquire, Atato Brahma Jignasa, Ahang Brahmasmi, I am spirit. What am I? Who am I? What is the purpose of my life? Sanatana Goswami, although considered a great, learned, and very highly elevated personality, he was expressing his sentiment to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, I don't even know who I am. Who am I? So, who are we? Jivera Swarup Hoy Krishnera Nityadas. We're Ahang Brahmasmi. We're eternal. We're that eternal light, that spark. Because of Krishna's presence and light, the worlds are existing. Everything is systematically moving about, vegetative growth, all the details of humanity and life in general is because Krishna is present. When that Atma, when that spirit soul, which is maintaining this body, and what is the proof of the presence of the soul? Consciousness. This consciousness is pervading throughout the body at your little toe. Pinch the end of your toe. You will feel that consciousness is there. And that's because the spirit soul is maintaining the body. But when the spirit soul is missing, the body comes out. Oh, I'm sorry. It's dead. What is dead? What is death? The spirit soul leaves the material body. So this is the philosophy. It's not that foolish people, even a scientist and Moscow Professor Kotovsky, when speaking to Srila Prabhupada, when Prabhupada, he said, Swamiji, after the person dies, everything's finished. It's all finished. So for the mundaners, those who are conducted by their speculation, their mental gymnastics, and taking the philosophy of imperfect, blind philosophers and so-called leaders, then they have no clear understanding that na jayate, na mridate, na va kadachin, na yang bhutva, bhavata, va bhuya, ajaunit, shashvato, yang purano, na hanyate, hanyamani, sharire. So there's no birth and death for the soul. It's eternal, ever-existing, undying, primeval, can't be cut, can't be weathered. You cannot change the spirit soul. It's part of Krishna. Krishna's Satchitananda Vigraha, eternal, full of bliss, full of knowledge. So we're covered over. We're also Satchitananda. We're also eternal, full of bliss and full of knowledge. But sometimes those who have understood that just being karmis, working hard for fruitive gain, there's no happiness, there's no pleasure. Ultimately, it's all, at the time, when this body is finished, it's all finished. They become jnanis. Jnani is one who is contemplating, you know, who is the creator, what is purpose of life, how to achieve a spiritual lifestyle. But without bhakti, without devotional service, one only is being misled, because real bhakti means taking shelter of Krishna. Sarva dharman parityaja mame kangshranang vraja ahang tvang sarapapi evyo moksha yashami masuchaha. Give up all varieties of religion. Not that Krishna is saying give up religion, because man-made ideas of what is the purpose and goal of life or what is religious principles is just that, man-made. But Bhagavad Gita has been around for 5,000 years at least. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is explaining to Arjuna that millions of years ago, I explained the same philosophy to the sun god, Vivisvan. So within our time, this Bhagavad Gita has been glorified by scholars throughout the world. And who can speak like the text of Bhagavad Gita? Who can speak the Srimad Bhagavatam? The other day, we were reading, and I was telling Shruti Kirti Prabhu that these purports of Prabhupada are just so deep, so clear, crystal clear. Like you go to a lake and it's crystal clear, you can see to the end practically. That it's amazing how is it that Prabhupada could put together all this philosophical, very clear explanation of the purpose and goal of life, the entrapments of the mind, of lust, anger, greed, envy, jealousy, all the things which keep us bound to this world, the false ego, how to awaken the real ego. False ego is thinking, I am this body. Real ego is, I am servant of Krishna, spirit soul. So the real ego, I was asking, how is it? And Shruta Kirti Prabhu mentioned that when Prabhupada was translating, he's just meditating on the Supreme Lord and speaking, not that he has some computers and referencing this and that and correcting this, going back and forth. These were transcendental emotions of the pure devotee. So unless one gets the mercy of a pure devotee, he cannot make spiritual advancement. So it's not just some sentimental saying that we need the blessings of the pure devotee or take shelter of a pure devotee so that somebody can get a lot of disciples and hopefully some rich ones. That's not the idea. The idea of the spiritual master is to carry the message of Krishna, and all the answers to all the problems in life are explained in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. We don't need to go everywhere, oh, I have this problem, Gurudev, I have that problem. And someone was giving class and said that Prabhupada's answers was make sure that you're chanting the holy name and following the principles. Because this Pancharatraka Vidhi, this Vaidhi Bhakti, Narada Muni is teaching us that there are rules and regulations that we must abide by. And there are practices which are conducive to spiritual life. And there are things to avoid which destroy one's devotional creeper. Offenses to Vaishnavas is on the top of the list. Sometimes we think, well, I'm not offending anybody, but if you somehow or other, offenses may occur because we're all in the shower cleaning ourselves from the dirt of misidentification with this material body. And it doesn't come that simple just to hear once or twice that I'm not the body, I'm spirit soul. Okay, I'm a devotee, I understand. So this Vaidhi Bhakti is a preliminary process, but it's an essential process to Raga Bhakti. Because in Vrindavan consciousness, Vrindavan atmosphere is more spontaneous love. But we can't jump to that artificially thinking that, oh, I'm also in Vrindavan, I can sit on the bank of Radhakund and bathe three times daily, read the scripture in solitude and chant the holy name, and I'm on the Raganuga platform. I'll see the Lord manifesting his pastimes in front of me. It doesn't actually work like that, because the two lines are parallel, the Vaidhi Bhakti and Raga Bhakti and Vaidhi Bhakti. So rules and regulations are essential for one's strength in Krishna consciousness. Just like if you're sick, you go to the doctor, he tells you, you cannot eat these things. There are many diabetics. You have to avoid white rice, you have to avoid sweets and sugar, isn't it? Or if you have, you know, high blood pressure, there are things you should not do and things you should do to promote good health. So we want to have good health in our spiritual life. We want to appreciate that my Krishna, he manifests as the Supreme Lord, as a lion, half man, half lion, because he comes for in a special way. Krishna knows everything, and he understands what's in the past, what's existing now, what's existing in the future. But the Lord comes in very unique incarnations just so that we can actually be attracted by his omnipotence, his strength, his beauty. And his beauty described cannot be compared to millions of Cupids. Cupid is considered extremely beautiful, the god of love. So millions and billions of Cupids cannot compare to Krishna's abilities. So we have to hear from Srimad Bhagavatam. We have to hear from Bhagavad Gita. And for those who are especially over 50 or more, we're getting some indication that now it's time to get even more serious. Although Prahlad Maharaj said from the very beginning of life one should be serious, but when one is young and able to run up the stairs jumping every third step and able to do many things, they feel a little bit invincible, like, hey, look at the beauty, look at the strength, you know, and now's the time to enjoy. When you get old, then we can philosophize and talk about renunciation. But the desire never goes away. The desire for enjoying this world does not go away, because we have an intense love for Krishna, but it's perverted in this world. It's a perverted reflection. So everything begins with Shraddha, faith. Either we have faith in the mundaners, the so-called philosophers, or our parents, or we have faith in Srila Prabhupada, the saint, Sadhu Shastra Guru. He's not simply speaking that, you know, he's also delivering the Shastra, which has been studied by great saintly persons throughout the ages and giving very crystal clear direction as to what is the purpose and goal of life, how to achieve that goal, how mundane and miserable material life is, but how transcendental and beautiful spiritual life is, and how to go to that light. We're in darkness now, isn't it? We're born in darkness. early, early morning, if there was no luminaries, it'd be totally dark at night. This universe is dark. But when the sunshine comes, usually at nighttime, if you're moving about, it's a little fearful. You're not very clear or decisive. Maybe there's a ditch. Maybe there's a cliff. Maybe, you know, it's total darkness. We don't know what is our destiny. But when the sunlight comes and everything is illuminated, you feel relief that I can see. I can see clearly now. You know, moving in the proper direction. So this is the guru, spiritual master. Om Ajnanate Marandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. That I was born in the darkness of ignorance, but my spiritual master is opening my eyes at the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord. This is the beginning of prayers. You offer our respectful, humble obeisances to the spiritual master. And who's the original spiritual master? Krishna. Actually, the guru is non-different than Krishna. Not that he becomes Krishna, he's the servitor God, whereas Krishna is the served God. That means the spiritual master, he teaches everyone how to rightfully execute their constitutional position of being Satchitananda Vigraha, eternal, full of bliss, full of knowledge, and that will come by the blessings of the spiritual master. And what are those blessings? That when you render service with humility and inquire from Him, He will give you the holy name. That the holy name of the Lord is non-different than Krishna. Kali Kalir Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan. And this is something that's it's not just a mantra. It's a Maha Mantra, great mantra. In this mantra, even though we may not have philosophical inclination, may not even have a taste for chanting the Lord's holy name, take it from the great authorities, from the sadhus, the saints, the shastra, the guru, that by chanting the Lord's names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, we're praying to Krishna, please, my Lord, I've fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Pick me up as one of the atoms at your lotus feet and engage me. So it's not enough just to simply, very comfortably chant and read. Lord Chaitanya is giving the order. Jare dako tare kaho Krishna upadesha maragai guru hoi tare deshtit. It's your duty. It says in Bharata, but all human beings, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Lord's most recent incarnation, but also the Lord's incarnated in Srimad Bhagavatam. The Lord is incarnated in Bhagavatam. And Lord Chaitanya, he's incarnated again because people, fools and rascals, misunderstood again Bhagavad Gita. People are still deviating from the path, the true path. But he's given the order to all of us that you understand Bhagavad Gita, you hear the Bhagavad Gita, and you distribute this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita for all others. And this is more of a perfection, and this is more blessings coming. The more we give, the more we receive. This is Prabhupada's focus was on Sankirtan, because this was Lord Chaitanya's focus. This was Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, the Goswamis. All were in the mood of helping humanity who's suffering in ignorance, helping all mankind by distributing this knowledge of the Vedic literature. There'll always be the fools and rascals and demons who will not accept, who will think it's all fictitious mythology. But we should feel confident by our shraddha, by our faith. Our faith will solidify the anartha nivrittis, the unwanted bad habits or contaminations which are keeping us on the bodily platform will be dissolved. And by enthusiastic chanting, attentive hearing, and also very much vibrant, active devotional service is a very good, excellent formula for enhancing our spiritual life. As I said, when you become 50, 60, 70, we know time to really, even though it's from the very beginning, not that, oh, I'm not 50, it's cool, I can go party now. No, it's not like that. But as we get the time for retirement, in the sense that retiring from all material activities, from all mundane activities and so-called misidentifications, oh, it's my duty, I have to take care of my great-great-grandchildren, you know, I have to put enough money in there so that many generations of my dynasty will be, you know. This is all a misconception, because you don't know where you were in your last life. Right now you have a chance for awakening love for Krishna by chanting the holy name and following Srila Prabhupada's directives in this Krishna consciousness movement. So we should be enthusiastic and inspired by this Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. A few minutes if there are one or two questions, corrections, comments. Yes, Mataji, here's a microphone. It's coming. I'm not sure if I understood the question. Did you catch it? You said in the material world we're performing activities and there's reactions and this.
Yes. And
this.
And how is the spirit soul and the material body? So who is actually performing the activities?
I see.
And how's the karmic reaction? Who's making the karmic reaction?
Uh-huh. So like if I took a hammer and hit somebody in the head and I say, I didn't kill him, the hammer killed him. Is it like that? Or the hand, and blame the hand. It's a good question. The karma, it's like we have desires. We all come in this world with desires. And originally, we take a very, very high birth. They say even Lord Brahma, you know, a very elevated birth. But due to the complications of this material existence, we find ourselves in varieties of, we want to try everything, you know, the different flavors, different experiences. Since we're in the material world, might as well go for the whole amusement park or whatever it might be in a fair. So, is Krishna, because Krishna's in charge of everything, is he doing? We have this minute independence that's never taken away of the living entity, the minute independence. Krishna is supremely independent, we're minutely independent. Now we've been given this machine, in this human body, as a result of our previous activities and our desires. Krishna, through Mother Nature, gave us this body, whether human being or other body. So although an animal may step on an ant and kill it and maybe do something unknowingly, the others are simply going through the evolutionary process, whereas human life is a junction, meaning that you're given a choice. You can either do good or do bad. And unfortunately, if we have bad association or not proper guidance, our tendency is to do bad. And so we're further implicating ourselves. We can't. So our minute independence misused will continue creating this karma. But by this process of surrender to Krishna, Krishna will free you. It's like you go to the judge and you explain, judge, I didn't mean to do this, that, these are the circumstances. And the judge may understand and say, okay, this time I forgive you and carry on. So Krishna, he's a supreme judge, but he's not partial. But he's also very personal. When he sees When a child actually surrenders to the parent will take good care. So Krishna is saying, you surrender to me, give up all your nonsense, and I will protect you. So although we're performing activities in this body, they may appear to be identical to the activities that the ordinary persons are performing. They're no longer, as long as we're actually surrendered and under the shelter of Krishna consciousness, there's a certain umbrella of protection. So we ourselves commit our own karmas and our embodiments, but by surrender to Krishna and obedience to the process of bhakti, one can get free of the reactions. I'm not sure if I answered the gist of your... Of course, Marge wants to add something. It'll probably be more enlightening. Here, run up front here. Let's say sadhu, shastra, and guru. So sadhu will speak now. Let us see. Sadhu.
The actual doer is a material energy, because the soul is like a passenger. Being under the nose of material nature means helpless. The passenger is like wherever the senses go, it is in one of goodness or passion or ignorance. The mind is restless, disturbed, chanchala.
You noticed. Did you get all that?
Yeah.
Rise above the modes.
Yes. You're correct.
I don't know. Yes, there's a question there.
Is that okay?
Yeah, this material, it's not easy to get beyond the modes of nature and off the bodily platform, but as Maharaj said, the spirit souls eternally blissful. What are the anxieties that we're going to experience unless we're identifying with the body? Yes, it's true. Priyavrata, there was amazement. There was a question by Shukadeva Goswami that how is it that Priyavrata, who is totally fixed on a pure devotional platform, surrendered to the Lord, but then he agreed to accept the kingdom and family life and responsibilities and other things. So there are places where it's explained that the Lord even fulfills the desires of his devotees in ways that they may even feel like, I really don't want that. You know, after you've reached a certain level of realization, if you're maintaining certain desires, but we should not maintain these desires for anything other than pure bhakti, because they will be fulfilled to some extent one way or the other. But ultimately, I'm sure question number two, maybe we'll clarify that whole thing. What's question number two? Right. That's Arjuna asked the same question. You know, what are the symptoms of a pure devotee? How does he walk? How does he talk? What does he do? How does he do it? So one who is representing the Supreme Lord, again, Sadhu Shastra Guru. The Guru simply repeating the words of Krishna. What is spoken in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. And Krishna himself is giving the absolute truth. So the guru is one who's repeating the words of Krishna. Prabhupada never said, surrender to me. He said, surrender to Krishna. He showed how to surrender to Krishna. And all the material desire. And that's not the question?
I know that's very nice, Guruji, but actually, what's in my heart is I want to know that with authority, what means authority? So what are the leadership qualities? Like the teacher Maharaj, we talk about leadership qualities. Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a homework assignment. Prithu Maharaj, when they were glorifying him, all the great, all the great seers and all the demigods were glorifying Prithu Maharaj. You're going to do this. You're that. You're the real authority. And he said, "Hold that. Don't call me an authority unless I've actually done something or exhibited the symptoms." And Prithu Maharaj rejected the false praise just to show that people should not just on sentiment or emotional, Gurudev, you're everything. But Gurudev has to genuinely represent Krishna. He has to show by his example. What was Prabhupada doing? Preaching Krishna, chanting Krishna, engaging others, and giving us a system by which we can awaken our love for God. So, it does take some introspective intelligence to recognize that this is someone who's genuinely following. Not that we want to be overly analytical or critical, trying to observe, oh, did you see that? I don't think he did that right, and maybe he's not bona fide, So, we should understand that unless you're a pure devotee at heart, you cannot judge what is the pure devotee. But the symptoms are given. Titikshava, Karunika, Suhrida, Sarvadena. He's very tolerant, very merciful, very much friend to all living beings, like the six Goswamis. So these are the symptoms of devotees. And based upon their symptoms and their behavior and their activities, we can judge. Not critically, we should examine spiritual master before taking initiation. And a spiritual master should examine the prospective disciple before blindly accepting someone who's simply wants to, have involve himself in something for ulterior purposes. So read about Prithu Maharaj, he will explain to you what are the symptoms of leadership. Fourth canto. Chapter 15, there we go, from Panditji Swami Maharaj. So thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.